This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's House Republicans are calling on Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold to step down. That's after a spreadsheet posted on her office's website included passwords to the state's voting equipment. Griswold's office and the manufacturer of the voting equipment both stressed that there are many safeguards in place. They say those safeguards will prevent someone from using the passwords to access the machine's operating systems. In issuing the call for Griswold to step down, House Minority Leader Rose Puglisi emphasized that she trusts the integrity of Colorado's local election officials. House Republicans tried unsuccessfully to impeach Griswold earlier this year. All evacuations related to the Highlands Lake fire near Divide are now lifted. Firefighters have the blaze around 80% contained as of this morning. Evacuees returning home must stop at checkpoints, and they did that so earlier this morning. Roughly 700 homes were evacuated earlier this week when the fire broke out. Investigators are looking into whether the fire was started intentionally. More snow is coming for the high country, while the front range and lower elevations will be soggy and a bit slushy this evening. Up to 4 inches could fall north of I-70, and a winter weather advisory is in effect for snow in the northwest San Juan Mountains, the Gore and Elk Mountains, and the eastern Sawatch Mountains. Most of the snow will be concentrated in areas above 6,500 feet, with rain possibly falling below that. Well, wet conditions on I-70 right now west of Denver with rain and fog at the Veterans Memorial Tunnels. Traffic is running smoothly. Looks like snow is starting to fall around Georgetown on I-70. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.